Well, hey there, my friend. This is Gina Scalpone. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone Podcast, a podcast for hustlers and dreamers to check in and get a little kick in the pants business advice with a little bit of fun mixed in. I hope you're having a wonderful day, my friend. Okay, I'm going to say something bold. This one strategy will make you sales online guarantee. I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back or in case you weren't listening. This one strategy that I'm going to share with you will make you sales online. Okay, let me back it up here. But first, let me tell you what the strategy is. You need to identify your ideal client before you do any online posting, before you create that TikTok video, before you share that before and after a pic of your hairstyle that you did last week on one of your favorite clients. Okay, when I first heard about this strategy or idea years ago, I was very hesitant about it. I was like, wait a minute, why do I have to identify my ideal client? I want everybody to be my client. Why would I single anyone out? This is the thing, my friend, and I actually teach this strategy inside Glam Hairs Academy, my 9-week group implementation program. I have one entire module dedicated to this strategy, and so many of my students always ask about this, and it comes back, and it keeps coming back. Hey, I moved across town. How do I find new clients? Hey, I'm implementing this new tape and extension technique or this new thing I got certified in. How do I attract this type of client? Hey, I want to make more money. How do I make more money? It all boils down to just one strategy. Who do you want in your chair? Who do you currently have in your chair? Who do you want less of in your chair if you have a whole bunch of not ideal clients? Or if you don't have clients at all, or if you moved across the state, or if you're implementing a new service, you need to implement and use this simple strategy, my friend. Okay, I'm going to give an example of how it looks in my business, and hopefully this will help you kind of break it down in your own brain and your own business, and it will help you out. So I've been a stylist for almost 27 years. I've had my own company for almost 13 years. In my company, I specialize in keratin treatments, bridal hair, haircuts, color, I sell clip and extensions. I sell custom wigs, custom accessories. Okay, so those are some of the things that I sell. I do offer wardrobe editing appointments. So when I am specifically marketing one thing online, I pretend I'm talking to my ideal client. I'm going to give you an example about my keratin treatments. Keratin treatments are an amazing service. I've been doing them for about 15 years. I've been certified in them for about 15 years. I have two specific ideal clients that I offer and perform my keratin treatments on. I'm going to share with you who they are and how specific I have fine-tuned this ideal client, because I know exactly who I'm talking to when I'm marketing this, when I'm talking about my keratin treatment on Facebook or my blog or in my weekly newsletters. So I have two. I'm going to break it down. One is my client, Jackie. So when I first did this exercise, she was in her low 30s. So she was 32. She's a married woman. She had three children at the time, all under the age of 4. She lived in the suburbs. She plays tennis for exercise. She goes out on the weekends with her honey. They go to special events and she likes to look her best. She got a very busy lifestyle with her kids and her personal life and her life outside of her children. She's got curly, kind of wild, crazy hair. It's unruly and kind of inconsistent, the curl, and it's kind of frizzy since she had her children. She wants her to have more wash and go hair. She is not going to achieve that look without having a keratin treatment. Okay, I'm gonna pause her right there. Then I have Patty, who is another ideal client that gets keratin treatments. She's in her upper 50s. She has grown children. She lives in the suburbs. She has one cat and one dog, a Siamese cat and a German Shepherd, to be specific. She is an attorney. She has her own practice. She works a lot of hours, very long hours. She wants to look very good and presentable when she's in litigation or she's meeting with a new client when she's in the office. She has gray hair and her hair has gotten a little unruly and a little bit wild, but I can market the way the keratin treatment makes her hair look like it has a facelift. It has shine. It makes it so much easier for her to style and maintain on her in her very busy schedule. So if I'm marketing to, let's say, Jackie, who has young children, I won't say Jackie's name when I'm marketing it, like let's say on a Facebook post. I'll say something like, hey, I know you have little children and your hair's a little bit unruly after having babies and you don't have a whole lot of time to style it. Let me show you a few before and after pictures of one of my lovely clients who got the keratin treatment. These are the benefits and this is why I think it'd work awesome for you if you have young children just like this client does. So you see what I'm saying? Like I fine-tune my ideal client when I'm talking about one specific service and I have two specific ideal clients that I perform the keratin treatments on. So I went through and did this with all of my services and all of the products that I offer. And every time I'm going to talk about my wig sales or my wardrobe editing service that I offer or my custom accessories that I sell or my bobbed razor haircuts that I perform on my amazing clients, I have specific language that I talk about. And guess what, my friends? This converts really well. When I'm talking about it in my weekly newsletters, when I'm talking about it on my blog, on Facebook, on Instagram, TikTok, it converts. Converting meaning people see my post and they send me a message. People see my post and they comment on the post and say, hey, yes, I need to get in. Or people see my post and they say, hey, that looks beautiful. I have a few more questions. And they ask more questions and I send them a private message. Or I respond to their questions in the comments below the actual post. So when you're talking to a specific ideal client, you can attract others, but you need to talk to one person when you're marketing your amazing services online to attract more people who want to get that service done. So my marching orders for you, my friend, is I want you to make a list of your services that you offer. And I want you to come up with an ideal client for each one of those services. Again, for keratin treatments, I have two specific ideal clients. When I first started doing keratin treatments, I didn't quite realize that, but after a little bit of time doing them, 6 months, a year, I'm like, okay, these are my two main clients. So anytime I'm sharing the benefits of getting a keratin treatment, I'm showing before and afters, I'm showing testimonials, it's from those two basic, those two specific ideal clients. So I want you to do that. I want you to spend like 15, 20 minutes and make a list of 20, 25 things about your ideal client that has that specific service from you. Your tape and extensions, your bobbed haircuts, your vivid hair colors, your the client that buys the shampoo and the conditioner all the time that you sell that you love. I want you to specifically fine tune who that ideal client is. Now, you might be thinking, I'm not sure who that is. That's okay. When you have a client come in your books this week that gets that service from you that you would like to market and attract more of in your chair, make a note after she leaves. If you have time in between the next client or at the end of your day, don't let it go longer than that because you'll forget. Say to yourself, okay, you know what? Jessica is my ideal client. She's the person that gets tape and extensions. I want more of her in my chair. What is she like? What does she like with maintenance for her hair? What bloggers does she follow? What does she do in her free time? What does she do for a living? Does she live in the suburbs? Does she have children? Does she live in the city? Does she have animals? If she does, what kind? Be very, very, very specific so you can hit her pain points of when you're talking about the service that you want to market to online. And I promise you, my friend, this will attract more of them. If you don't have this ideal client, like let's say you just got certified in tape and extensions, you're like, I think I want this type of client. I think she's 30. I think she goes to concerts on the weekends. I think she lives in the city, has one dog. She's single. You're going to write that down. You can fine tune that as time goes on, as you start getting more clients of that specific service that you want to market in your chair. So you can fine tune this as time goes by and you can, you know, refine your message as you're marketing online as you get used to and you start selling more of that actual service or product that you want in your chair. Okay, I hope this helped you out. I know you got some work to do. My friend, I know you can do it. I know this works. I was very resistant to it at first too. Students that go through my program are somewhat resistant to it as well, but I try my hardest to talk them into identifying your ideal client because I promise once you identify who your ideal client is, you can fine tune your message online and you can attract more of that person in your chair. And if you have people that are your ideal client in your chair already, they probably have friends and family members that they can refer to you. for the more of the same service. My keratin treatment clients, a lot of them are friends with one another. So they refer their other awesome friends to me, and I do perform my awesome keratin treatments on their friends as well. So I want you to think about this. I want you to work really hard, set aside some time, do some time blocking in the next week, and set aside 20 or 30 minutes and cut away all the other noise and make a list of your three favorite services that you offer and make a list of who your ideal client is, and just be aware of that when you're marketing to marketing about that service or product online, when you're marketing to that ideal client, of who that person is and what would attract them and want them to come in your chair. I know you can do this. I'm cheering you on. I'm rooting for you. I'm in the corner clapping, high-fiving, and I'm cheering you on, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this helps you out. And thank you so much for tuning into my podcast episode. Bye for now. Mwah.